It's Edward Goldman with our talk on KCRW. Ed Moses, one of the best-known Los Angeles artists, celebrates his 90th birthday. People who had the chance to get to know him will agree he's a feisty man. The same can be said about his wonderful paintings, which continue to deliver an artistic punch expected from artists a third his age. You really must see Moses' birthday exhibition at Bergamot Station, on display there in the William Turner Gallery and in the former Santa Monica Museum of Art space. As a special tribute to Ed, I want to share with you some excerpts from a Take No Prisoners essay he wrote a few years ago. Quote, "I grew up in Long Beach and spent summers in Hawaii with my dad. In 1943, when I was 17, I decided to join the Navy. I got into the medical corps and received about a year of training to be a surgical technician. When I was 22, I got out of the service and enrolled in a pre-med, but could never memorize anything. For 3 years, I got D's, F's, and C's. I couldn't get into any medical school. A friend of mine told me about an eccentric art teacher, Pedro Miller. He brought in reproductions of Braque and Cézanne and Picasso, and everybody laughed at their work. Norman Rockwell was the hero of the day, but Pedro hated Norman Rockwell. He would say, 'Let's see what you guys can do.' I didn't know what to do. I took one brush and put it in the red, put another in the white, and marked up my board. That was not any good, so out of desperation, I put my fingers in the paint jars and scratched over the board. I was going to get my ass kicked. Pedro looked at me, picked up my work, and said, 'Now he's a real artist.' Changed my life right then and there. I transferred to UCLA. It had a shoddy art department, and I hated it. I decided I wanted to be a movie director. I got a job at 20th Century Fox as messenger. Then I decided to go up to Carmel. There I got a job on a sardine clipper ship. I got so sick I wanted to die. In 1952, I met a girl at a tea dance. It was love at first sight. She was going through a trial separation. Her husband found us in bed and wanted to kill me. I sweet-talked him, and he took me to the bus station and bought me a bus ticket. She went back to him. I went back to UCLA. The faculty was old-fashioned, and I used to laugh at them all the time, right in their faces. When Walter Hobbs started Ferro's Gallery in 1957, I was one of the original artists. I was just one of the punks. In 1970, I was lined up to have an inaugural show at Sonoban Gallery in New York. A week before the opening, she sent me a contract. I didn't feel comfortable with the idea of contract. That was the end of that. No show. Because I have a big mouth and I'm impulsive, I spoiled my so-called career so many times that I can't even remember. The curator of MoMA bought for the museum a painting of mine I didn't like. I said, 'You can have a much better painting.' He said, 'No, I'm satisfied with the one I picked out.' I said, 'I'm flying to New York next week. If that painting is still on the wall, I'm going to take a razor blade and cut it off the wall.' Since that time, I haven't had any contact with the modern. I used to work on one painting at a time, until it revealed itself or I murdered it. Today I work on 8 to 10 canvases at once, many of which I throw out. People say I'm always changing the way I paint, but I don't change. The paintings mutate. I am painting to bring about that kind of magic. A good painting is like turning the rock over and over. It's a result of relentless pursuit and chance." End quote. So, once again, happy birthday to you, Ed. You are the best. It's been Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW.